Good morning. It's 8 a.m. here in the Straits of Mackinac in the Straits State Park. Forgive the audio quality. My good microphone is currently trapped inside the car, which is currently locked. But this should be good enough. I got up about an hour ago. Actually, I was probably awake before that. And just laying there hoping I'd fall back to sleep, which proved to be fruitless. I'd like to still be asleep because I didn't actually crawl into bed until sometime around 1 a.m. and I don't think I fell asleep until closer to 2. However, what will be will be. Everybody else is still soundly asleep. Surprisingly, I haven't heard any snoring. That's particularly unusual in our little group. John can usually be counted on for some good sonorous snoring, but it's pretty quiet. Actually, all things considered, this state park campground, which is seems to me fairly full, it's pretty quiet. I don't hear a lot of sounds of people moving about or engines of cars or RVs revving. So most people are either just quiet risers or slow to rise. And to be fair, there isn't too much to rise for right now. It's an on-again, off-again, drizzly sort of day. It's supposed to remain a light rain type day, certainly through the morning. So it's not the ideal weather. Tomorrow looks to be much better. Or I'm sorry, I take that back. Tomorrow looks actually to be a little worse. Sunday is pretty good, and Monday, the bridge walk day, well, we'll just have to wait and see. They are predicting rain, certainly for portions of Monday, though right now it looks like it might be a little later in the day, so if we do the bridge walk early, we ought to be okay. But on the other hand, Monday is still, a few days away, and the weather forecast could change, and hopefully it does for the better. Our little group consists of me, Andy, Elvira, Ryan, and Ryan. And who knows, maybe some other people will show up during the course of our little trip, although I haven't heard anything about anyone showing up. We certainly got the word out to a few people. We'll just have to see. This is a totally play-it-by-ear weekend. The key feature of the weekend, of course, will be the bridge walk on Monday. This is the 57th annual Mackinac Bridge Walk. Obviously, none of us has done it 57 times. The only person that could even come close to that would be John, since he's our senior member. In fact, in our group, the only person that's ever done it at all is me. I did it about 10 or 12 years ago. I think it's like 10 years ago. And I did it with Joe and Michelle, if memory serves. Was Michelle on that trip? You know what? I'm not entirely sure. I think she was. So, until the actual bridge walk happens, we'll just play it by ear. Maybe spend a day on Mackinac Island, do a loop hike or two on the North Country Trail somewhere, go and do an out-and-back hike at the Tuquamonon Falls. We'll see what we do. We've got time, and we're not in any hurry. I already realize I've left a few things at home. It just never really sunk into me that we were staying at a state park campground, and that at such a campground there would be proper bathrooms, which would include showers, for example. So I did not bring a towel with me. So I suppose I could drip dry from the shower. If it's sunny out, that doesn't take too long, and it's not wholly unpleasant, although I don't think I'd want to do it today when it's about 58 degrees out and slightly drizzly. On the other hand, if I really wanted a towel, I suppose I could, if we passed by a store, go and pick one up. I hope everybody else wakes up soon, because now that I'm awake, I'd like to be doing something, and I can't do too much right now, like even have a semblance of breakfast, because my food is also trapped in the car, which, as I said earlier, is currently locked. More to come later on as this weekend unfolds. Bye for now.